Welcome to Her Leading Story, a podcast that will inspire you with stories from amazing female leaders and give you some ideas to help you design a life and a career that's perfect for you. It's totally doable, and the good news is that you'll have me and our community of leading women by your side every single step of the way. Let's get started. I'm your host, Julie Artis, and this is Her Leading Story. Welcome back to Her Leading Story. I'm so excited that you're here with me this week, and I am going to be doing a bit of a solo episode today. One of the things that I get asked quite a bit is how to know when it's time to reach out for help from a career and leadership coach, and what exactly people come to me for help with, why they hire me, what some of their concerns are, what some of their questions are. And I just really want to be transparent about this so that my entire audience understands what I'm doing, so that you can really think through when and whether you need a coach, whether it's for career and leadership or whether it's for something else in your life. And I will say that I have personally benefited from coaching in a variety of ways. And it is different than therapy. It's a little bit more action oriented in my case. It's much more specific. And I've done business coaching. I've had life coaching. I have been coached in my career as an academic. And I've also done a lot of coaching for academics and faculty in their careers. And now, you know, my business is focusing on empowering midlife women to go for the kinds of aligned work and purpose-filled work that they want without sacrificing their income. And in fact, perhaps increasing their income and earning power and really coming at that from a place of worth and knowing that they have gifts to share with the world and they can get out there and find positions that will value them and that they will feel fulfilled by. So to get started, the first thing I want to talk about is a little bit of how you might be feeling if you're thinking about, oh, maybe it's time to reach out and get on a call with Julie and see if she might be the right career and leadership coach for me. I often talk to women who feel, for one reason or another, stuck or unfulfilled in their current career. And that could be because they've kind of outgrown what they've been doing. It could be that people have been promoted around them instead of them, and they're feeling not so great about it. It could be that they've been doing the same thing for 10 years and they're ready for a new challenge. I also talk to women who feel burned out, who are struggling with, like, in this chapter of my life, I want a little bit more of a different kind of time trade-off or a different kind of remote work situation or flex remote work situation. I unfortunately talk to women who have found themselves in toxic work situations, which is more common than you might think. And it's something I'll probably do a separate episode on. But in the show notes, I'll link. There's a really good Brené Brown episode where she interviews researchers from MIT who did this mega study on toxic workplaces and using Glassdoor data about exit interviews or exit survey data from actual employees and have identified the characteristics of a toxic workplace. Sometimes what happens with a toxic workplace is we tend to blame ourselves. Like, oh, it's just that I'm not putting in enough work, or oh, I'm just not getting along with that person. But a toxic workplace is a culturally toxic place. And it really, if that's something that you're in the middle of, it's something you should strongly consider leaving and looking for another position. It's not healthy. And it will take a toll. I also talk to women who, for some reason or another, they're dealing with, like, imposter syndrome or a lack of confidence. they may be sort of an individual contributor and interested in stepping into a leadership role, but aren't sure they're quote unquote ready. And so if you think back to the interview I did with my client who was starting a new leadership role, one of the things that she was really wanting to step into was her confidence and her experience and what she knew. And so a lot of what coaching can help with is really tuning into that inner sense of confidence and worth and building that up in someone so that then when they go to work, when they step into that leadership role, they feel a lot more confident, which is what happened. Now, a lot of times people get on a phone call with me and, you know, they're not sure. They're not sure whether they need a coach. They're not sure whether they want a coach. They found the current job that they have without a coach. So why would they want a coach now, right? So one of the things that I often talk to people about on these calls, which remember, you can sign up for a Voice Your Value call and talk to me anytime. Just get on my calendar at voiceyourvaluecall.com. People will talk to me and then they'll say, well, I'm really feeling stuck and I'm not sure whether I want to leave my job and I'm not sure whether I want to stay. And so I don't want to hire you until I'm sure. So think about that again. I don't want to hire you until I'm sure I know what to do. I hear that a lot. And one of the things that I try to talk to potential clients about is that I can help if you're not sure. It's one of the main things that I think I am pretty good at is helping women to stop overthinking. Because what I see so often are women coming to me in this loop of like, I don't like this job or this organization or my boss isn't working for me, but I don't know what I want to do. And I'm not sure I actually want to go, or maybe now's not the right time. And the problem is that for a lot of people, a lot of women, they're thinking about it in their head or they're talking to their spouses or partners or close friends, or even work friends about it. And if you're doing that, what happens is you're sort of in a bubble, right? The people around you may have a vested interest in whether or not you stay in your current position. For example, your spouse may be a little scared at you taking a risk and looking for another job. Even if you're not talking about it to somebody, you're just turning it over in your head over and over again. And if you're like me, and I know a lot of you are, you get stuck in overthinking. And getting stuck in overthinking about something as important as whether to stay or go in a job is kind of self-defeating, because what happens is you get stuck in a cycle and then you never take action. And so one of the things that I often do for people that hire me that are stuck in that is we spend the first month or so of our work together really digging in and trying to break that rut or that loop that you're in about, should I do this? Should I not? Should I do this? Should I not? Should I look for another job? Should I not? Some women will have already like sort of thrown out a couple of applications in their anger or upset, but they're not approaching the job search from sort of a systematic, I'm really doing this kind of way. So I encourage you, if this resonates with you, to reach out to me so that we can talk about how I might be able to help you get out of your own head and make small baby step progress toward finding a better situation for you. A lot of women also, when they get on a call with me, they don't say this, but sort of the underlying sort of feeling, I think, is that they can do it on their own, that they found their current job and they could go on the market again and find another position that would be great for them. And I absolutely believe that that's the case, right? All the women I talk to are incredibly talented and have so much to give and so many skills, and I'm sure all of them can find other positions that will be a better fit for them. It is the situation, though, that when you are going about this on your own, you can get stuck in that overthinking loop. Is this the right thing for me? And a coach will support you and have you. We don't spend a ton of time like digging into like working on this hours and hours and hours a week, but we do take logical baby steps. And I'm there for accountability. I'm there to be your thought partner. I'm there to assist you as you move through. And going through something like a big job transition with support, especially if you haven't been on the job, been looking for a job in over, 10 years, 15 years, it can be really helpful to have that additional voice there supporting you as you're moving through what is essentially a brand new sort of landscape. Because if you were looking for a job and landed your job 10 or 15 years ago, things have changed in the workplace. Things have changed about the way people find work. And so that's something else that I wanted to address in this podcast about how coaching can be really, really useful. And finally, I want to talk a little bit about the other ways that I believe coaching is critical. And that is, a lot of times, and myself included, I have assumptions. We all have assumptions, limiting beliefs, or what I'll call blind spots, right? Oh, the way this works is fill in the blank. Or my industry people aren't on LinkedIn. Or, oh, I don't think every other sort of company in my industry is the exact same as this one, and it's going to be toxic just like my current situation is. These are all examples of conversations I've actually had with women who have these assumptions or limiting beliefs they're like putting onto their own situation, where they'll make an assumption about another company. They'll make an assumption about going on the job market. They'll believe and state certain things that they may or may not have any evidence of, right? An assumption is assumption because it may or may not have any evidence. So what a coach can really help with is pointing out when you are making assumptions that may or may not be true. I talked to one person who was like, well, yeah, those other companies have reached out to me to see if I'd be interested, but I'm sure they're all just like mine, where, there were like sort of toxic issues and some other sort of problems with the company she was at. And she's like, oh, the whole industry's like this. And I'm like, really? Are you sure? How do you know? Have you talked to people? And I think in a sense, what happens a lot of times is we make these assumptions or we have these blind spots and limiting beliefs because it kind of keeps us safe, right? We're into our habits, we're into what feels safe and secure. And so those kinds of beliefs, those kinds of assumptions are essentially our brain doing the work to keep us from taking any sort of risk. And so a coach who's trained to identify these kinds of limiting beliefs and assumptions can point them out to you, can problematize them, can ask you if they're really true, can help you search for evidence, and ultimately, when necessary, reframe those assumptions and also help you take very, very small steps so that, as my first guest this season, Elizabeth Duvivier, said, no drama, no trauma, right? If safety is an issue for you, if taking risks is hard, maybe the way to approach a new position or looking for a new job is just to take tiny little steps in that direction. Get comfortable with like sending out applications and revising your resume and updating your LinkedIn, and then do a little bit at a time so that you're not totally overloading your nervous system. That's definitely something that I work on with a lot of my clients. So this whole episode has been a little bit of a behind the scenes about why coaching for career or leadership or really anything else can be helpful, what some of the objections are. And the final thing I want to say is a little bit about if you've decided that coaching is for you, if you decided you want to find a coach, how do you do that? So for most of the coaches I know, you can book a free call. I have Voice Your Value calls. My colleagues have something similar where you can talk to a coach by phone or Zoom for 30 minutes or an hour just to see if you resonate with them. So one of the most important things is really finding someone who shares your values, who shares your kind of point of view on life, who you trust, who can really walk beside you during any kind of transition or difficult moment in your career that you're going through. You can ask about experience. You can ask about qualifications. All of that is important. I think one of the most important things is feeling compatible with your coach and feeling like you trust them and that you have good communication, that it's somebody that you can share some of the hard stuff with. And that's something that I usually can tell for myself when I'm looking for coaching or even for a therapist. I can tell whether or not we really hit it off in the first half an hour. So I do encourage anybody I talk to, not just to talk to me, but to talk to like two or three different coaches in the same arena so that you can feel sure that if you move forward, you're moving forward with a person that is right for you. So that's a little bit of my advice about how to find a coach, whether it's me or someone else. And I hope this has been helpful in terms of thinking through when to hire a coach, what I specifically for my coaching I can help with, also what kinds of work that we might do together that isn't always about like looking for the right job, but is really about internal processes within yourself that will build your confidence, that will get you into action, that will shift some of your beliefs, that will ultimately make it easier for you to move down the path toward finding your best right position, toward stepping into that leadership role, toward, you know, going for that promotion or asking for the raise. That's really what I support my clients and doing. I hope you found this helpful. Appreciate all of your listening. Of course, as I said in the middle of the episode, if you'd like to talk to me, please sign up for a Voice Your Value call. I would love to meet you. You can sign up at voiceyourvaluecall.com and get on my calendar. I also want to remind you to review this and subscribe to Her Leading Story. That really helps us get the word out to others about this podcast. Send in questions and share your thoughts, questions, or feedback. I would love to hear from you, and I hope you have a good week. Take care. And that's a wrap on this episode of Her Leading Story. If you love this episode, please help me reach more women by leaving a review wherever you're listening. Thank you so much for being here, and I'll see you next week.
This has been an Awkward Sage production.